Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt? Invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
All right, here we go. This is episode one of the Average Joe Finances Podcast. My name is Mike Cav, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about just doing an introduction of myself. Explain what this blog and this podcast is about. That's pretty much what we're going to do today. So I started the blog about a year ago. And it was just something I did when I was deciding to finally get myself out of debt and try to set myself up, for success. Right. Now, mind you, I had just finished, essentially refinancing my house out here in Hawaii and just looking at different ways to save money. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to start writing about this. But rewind a little bit back to before that, when I was in Virginia Beach. So just a little bit of background. I'm in the Navy. I've been in the Navy for almost 18 years now, getting close to retirement. So I'm pretty excited about that. When I was in Virginia Beach, I knew that I was going to get my next set of orders out here to Hawaii. And one of the things I really wanted to do was, when I go to Hawaii, is buy a house. Just because, out here in paradise, who doesn't want to own a piece of that, right? So at the time, I had quite a bit of credit card debt, right? So my wife and I, we were trying to figure out what's the best way to get rid of this. And we looked through several different, options. The one we stuck with was Dave Ramsey, his 7 baby steps. It was a really good way to help us get out of debt. So we did that. I had about $27,000 of credit card debt and loans that I was paying off. If we rewind back a little bit further, I had to short sell a home that was part of that housing crisis back in 2008, 2009. That hurt bad. After all that happened, and we knew we were coming to Hawaii, we decided that to buy a house out here, even though we had our VA loan, we wanted to be able to have some money to put down or if there was anything we wanted to do renovations and fix up the house. So we said, okay, we've got 2 years. We essentially know that's where we want to go. A year out from the time that I'm supposed to pick orders, and once I pick orders, I'm going to really fight to try to get Hawaii, but let's focus on getting out of debt. So in that 2 year period, not only did we pay off that $27,000, but we also saved up $40,000 to have when we got out here to Hawaii, which was really awesome. That's not including what we had in our emergency account, right? So we come out to Hawaii, we're looking around, I was pre-approved for about $900,000 for a house out here, which was really exciting. I can never imagine owning a house worth that much, right? We're looking around, I didn't spend that much on my house, by the way, but we're looking around, we tried to purchase a couple different houses out here. The problem is, in Hawaii, the real estate market is hot. So, we lost out on a couple of homes that we were really interested in.
Denied.
Which was upsetting, but we finally found the one, and the one that we were able to buy and close, and we now live in this house. We've been living here for about 2 years now, actually a little over 2 years. When I initially bought the house, I got it at a 4.65% interest rate, recently refinanced at a 2.75% interest rate. And I got to tell you, the amount of money that we saved is awesome. So with that being said, that's how we got out here to Hawaii, okay? And this is why I'm hosting from here and doing the blog and everything else. And it's based on us living in Hawaii.
A few moments.
So like I said, I've been in the Navy for almost 18 years. I enlisted back in 2002. I'm originally from a little town in New York called Central Islip on Long Island. Grew up there. I was born in Florida, but grew up on Long Island. Lived there since I was about 5 or 6, something like that. It was a great place to grow up. The only thing that I miss about it, though, right now is some of my friends and the food, because the cost of living there is almost as high as Hawaii. And you don't get the tropical paradise that we have here.
You're listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Whether it's single or multifamily real estate, the stock market, or side hustles, we discuss it all. Strap in and enjoy the ride.
In the Navy, I have traveled the world, which has been amazing. I've been to many different countries. I've seen many different things. I've deployed 5 times, and it's been a wild ride. You know, getting married, starting a family, and now as I'm getting closer to retirement, you know, it puts things into perspective of, you know, what have I done in my life to set myself up in retirement. So one of the things is, I plan to retire in 4 years. That'll put me at 22 years in the Navy. I'll be 40 years old. I feel like it's a good time. And to tell you the truth, if I didn't want to work anymore, I probably wouldn't have to. And that's one of the things I want to talk about with you all as we go on in this podcast and on my blog, and explain to you how you can get there too. Even starting later in life, there's so many different ways. One of the things that I just got into and I've been wanting to do for a really long time is investing in real estate. So I own a duplex back in Virginia Beach. I have renters out there. My residents that live there, awesome. I'm getting a great return for my investment on that property. I plan to buy more. I want to get into multifamily, eventually buy an apartment complex or something like that. We'll see. There's a bunch of different options. I also invest a little bit in the stock market. I have a retirement account, and these are all things we'll talk about later on. Our next episode is going to be our 7 financial steps to financial freedom. And it's actually something I wrote an article about. It was something I wanted to talk about on here first, but I wasn't ready to start recording the podcast or start making videos yet. So that's where we are right now. I do plan in the future. I want to have some folks come on and interview them. I've already got some people signed up that want to do it, that have done some really awesome things. We're going to talk about, or we're going to talk to folks that have been investing in real estate. We're going to talk to folks that do, that invest in the stock market. We're going to talk to folks that do day trading. I mean, we're going to have some good content here, and I'm really excited to bring that to you all. Another thing I want to talk about for myself too, because I'm going to retire in 4 years from the Navy, right? Even though it's been an awesome career, I've loved it. You know, I did 9.5 years enlisted, and then I commissioned after that. So I'm going on about 8.5 years commissioned right now. I love it. It's been great. But the other thing I really have a passion for is investing in real estate. So I recently finished my real estate license course, and I'm scheduled to take my real estate license exam here very soon. Really excited, ready to get this next show started. That is what I plan to do when I retire from the Navy. And what I like about that is that I'm going to be able to make my own hours and spend a little more time with my kids. I have 2 young girls, ages 10 and 8, soon to be 11 and 9. But, you know, one of the things about being in the military is I'm gone a lot, right? So they've grown up without me around a lot of the time. So getting myself to a point where I'm comfortable in my retirement that I don't have to necessarily worry about providing, because that money's going to be coming in, and I could worry more about spending time, quality time with my children, and enjoying what Hawaii has to offer. So I'm really excited for this next journey. I really hope you guys enjoy the podcast, enjoy the blog, and I hope you guys follow, subscribe, like, all that good stuff, and join me on the journey. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.